Crossbreed Holster Studios.
This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Wow, we're going to have a great hour together with you. Sometimes live radio, things just happen. I love the just the thrill of being on the live mic. It's dynamic, and things change on a regular basis. I wanted to spend an hour with you, just kind of getting personal with you and talking to you about some things. I wrote a column over at Ammoland.com, two columns last week, about surviving the coming storm, part one and part two. I want to go through part one with you today, and I was going to spend the hour, excuse me, just bump my microphone there, I do apologize. I was reaching for that water that I had over here that I carried right past that no food or drink in studio sign. And I wanted to spend the hour talking with you about that, and I got some text messages during the show from Jerry Henry from Georgia Carey, who corrected me on something a couple hours earlier about the number of students. I said a couple hundred students, teachers, in Ohio that were armed. The number's over 1,300. He corrected me on that. So we'll talk about that because I asked him to join me after this segment. I can run through what I want to talk with you about on my column quickly and then go to Jerry, who's got some great information because he's very, very familiar with the program and is working closely with Jim Irvine, who you'd heard on the program last week talking about it and during the weekly show. So let me talk with you a little bit about surviving the coming storm because I have gotten a ton of email. That's why I didn't schedule anybody for this hour. I've gotten a lot of email. I guess the only way, it's why I wrote the column, frankly. A lot of you are worried. A lot of you are scared. A lot of trepidation out there right now. People very, very nervous, sensing almost because the media coverage is so intense and it's so biased against you, it's easy for you to feel, oh my God, they're coming to take me away. Oh no, they're coming to take me away. Oh no, remember that? The white coats are coming to take me away. They're coming to take me away. Well, they're not. The media wants that to happen, but they're not. So I wrote the piece, Surviving the Coming Storm, Attacking Your Rights, because it's easy to get into that, fall into that trap of, I got to buy four more guns and a whole bunch of ammo because I'm not going to be able to do this. My Second Amendment's done. They're going to take my Second Amendment. But here's something I want you to know. No matter what the media tells you, the Constitution contains the Second Amendment. And until it's repealed, it will be there. I'm going to go back to that in just a second. I don't want to give you a false sense of security. But surviving the coming storm attacking your rights. And I talked about, and the editors put a great picture of a little baby crying at the top of the column. And I said, you turn on the news only to see a 12-year-old lecturing you, an adult, about doing something about the guns, because he or she doesn't feel safe in school. None of us. I have a 13-year-old son and a 15-year-old daughter. And if anybody ever told me that I didn't care about the issue, I'd smack them right down. Of course we care about the issue. More so than you do, I would suggest, because I'm also concerned about my rights, which you aren't. So I'll double down on you. We've all seen that. We've seen kids coming at us and articulate kids and scared kids who don't know a lot about this topic, but nonetheless, the media is giving them this big powerful microphone and camera. But they're scolding you as an adult because you aren't doing enough about the guns that are killing everybody their age. Well, that's not true. There are 90,000 plus schools in America. American schools, for the most part, are safe places. We need to harden them. There's no question about it. But statistically, it's very unlikely that this will happen to you. Now, some of us still walk out to the newspaper or to grab a newspaper in the driveway. I do. I know that's crazy, right? I still love my morning newspaper. I still get it. Don't have time to read it all the time. Sometimes they pile up, but nonetheless. I walked out the other day. Walked back into the kitchen, and it had that little plastic, you know, cheap plastic bag wrapped on it so it wouldn't get wet because it rains around here constantly. at least this time of year. And I pulled the plastic off. I shook it open and unfolded it. I took a sip of my coffee, and I looked down, and right there, the headline was screaming at me, taking a stand. Now, I live in a small town in a beautiful, fairly rural county north of Atlanta. And there it was, taking a stand. And it had a picture of some dopey 65-plus-year-old lady holding a sign above her head with the letters NRA dripping in red paint. Now, if you're like me, you're a glutton for punishment. I'm a glutton for punishment. When I see this stuff, I can't help and I got to take a breather. But nonetheless, I head over to some news outlets, right? And I got out of my comfort zone is where I'm going with this. I'm kind of get ahead of myself, but let's just say when you get out of your comfort zone, it's kind of tough anymore nowadays. But the point that I'm trying to make is when I saw that, I thought, okay, let me look everywhere. Let me see, because obviously I do this every day and I wanted to just, I just, when I saw this in my local paper, and it's a very conservative area I live in too, by the way. And it dawned on me, hey, we're just going to have to get used to this. It's not going to go away. No matter where you are, it isn't going to go away. And the progressive media, which is every television network and most big city newspaper outlets, they're out in full force. They are all having this gigantic collective orgasm over their ability to attack you as gun owners. And they're loving it, every second of it. And they are even using school-age children to do it. It's despicable. Yep. Is it going to stop anytime soon? Nope. So it's going to be tough. And that's what prompted me to write this. I sat down and I started writing right then and there. I thought, you know what? Here's my column for this week. But I'm not going to be able to fit it all into how many words I'm limited by. So I'll split it into two. So I broke it down for you. How to survive this. It's kind of a quick reference guide to keeping your sanity in the coming days, weeks, and unfortunately months. You can start here. Number one, remember, no one is taking your guns. You keep repeating that to yourself over and over until it sinks into your head. Then you can do it again. Do it as often as necessary to make yourself feel better. Number two, know that you aren't the problem. I tell you that all the time. You never have been. The guns in your safe, at your home, on your hip, in your vehicle, hundreds of millions of them, by the way, hundreds of millions. Wrap your heads around that. Hundreds of millions of them are not responsible for the actions of an evil monster. While the media, the likes of Megyn Kelly screaming for ratings, talk show hosts like crybaby Jimmy Kimmel, and then the celebrity goofballs, Michael Moore, Jennifer Lawrence, George Clooney, and others, they're getting a ton of airplay right now. And I'm here to remind you that these people are hypocrites, outed hypocrites, who demand action from you that they refuse to take themselves. If you ever had an opportunity to talk to any of those people I just mentioned, suggest that they disarm their own personal security details and the armed security that protects their kids at their private schools before they tell you how to live your life. It's easy to call these people out. Remember, keep that in the back of your head. Number three, know that what you are watching is the reason Donald Trump got elected in the first place. The more the media does this, the more you can take solace in the fact that that's why Donald Trump got elected. People are sick of these hypocrites. They're sick of the liberal media outlets and most Americans in between the coasts, where the brain matter is, in between the ears, right? Understand what the media is up to. Number four, I'm going to tell you, take a break. Take a break. Disengage. This 24-hour news cycle is destroying the psyche in this country. It's killing it. Do yourself a solid. Turn the crap off. If you can't do that, then turn it down. It's not healthy for you, and it's also not necessary for you to watch the liberal bombardment of your way of life hour after hour after hour, day after day on end. But if you insist on it, get away from the TV and head over to a computer where you can reinforce your lifestyle by visiting the echo chamber. That's how you take a break from it. Listen to this program because you're going to get this information. You're not going to get bombarded by a bunch of dopes. Chris Wallace at Fox this morning, by the way, on the Fox News Sunday, just got blown away and taken to the woodshed by the survivors, the murder victim's father, the young girl Meadow. It was phenomenal. But you watch stuff like that. You hear stuff like this. Number five, remember, you're right, they're wrong. No gun control law ever, 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 and I mean never, ever, ever stopped a killer from being a killer and never will. Number six, when all else fails, go to the range. Blow off some steam. Surround yourself with like-minded friends and family. It's a fabulous stress relief. When we come back, I want to address part two of this briefly before I go to Jerry Henry, because I don't want you to get too complacent. I'm telling you here how you survive it. But in particular, number one, that remember I said, remember, no one is taking your guns. Let me come back to that. Man, there I'm just being told we have to take a break. So a good place to stop. When we come back from this break, I'll do that for you. Then we'll go to Jerry Henry, GeorgiaCarey.org. Don't go away.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The clock's ticking on this one. How'd you like to head to the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? I know I would, and the USCCA wants to make that dream come true for you, too. They're here to help train and protect responsible gun owners like you. And right now, they're giving away free guns every day, so you got to check them out. They're giving a lucky winner a different gun every single day this week. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to get entered. And it's not just one gun. You could get up to 10 chances to win your gun daily. Could be a Kimber, could be a Glock, maybe a Springfield. All you have to do is go to armedandresponsible.com to reveal which gun you could be taking home today. But remember, there's not a lot of time. This all ends soon. Plus, today's gun will disappear at midnight tonight. So don't put this off. Don't miss out, because you could win a new gun every single day this week. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Head over there now. Good luck. Armedandresponsible.com. Good luck.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
All right, guys, that clock's ticking. Remember, okay, armedandresponsible.com. Go over there, check out. I'm not going to be able to tell you. There's going to be a different promotion. I don't know what it's going to be. Well, actually, no, I don't know for that date. But I am getting some stuff to record. So it's going to be changing, okay? But I'd like you to be able to head over to the range tomorrow with a brand new gun. I know the USCCA would, and they're giving away free guns every day, so you got to go check it out. Lucky winner, different gun every single day. Lucky winner, different gun every single day. Armedandresponsible.com. That's where you go to get entered. All you have to do is armedandresponsible.com, reveal which gun you could be taking home today. But remember, it's not a lot of time. It's all going to end. It all ends soon. So when that gun disappears at midnight, another one pops up tomorrow until that promotion ends. Don't put it off. Don't miss out. Armedandresponsible.com. Also, the Warfighter Tobacco guys, make sure to go over and visit the vets, okay? Take 10% off. Use the promo code AAR at checkout. Unleash the Warfighter in you at warfightertobacco.com. All right, before I go to my guest, Jerry Henry, let me get in. I ran out of time in the segment. Part two of my column, I'll just kind of give you info on here. You know, remember, no one is taking your guns, right? That was number one. Here's what I want you to know. And I got a lot of email people going, oh, Mr. Walters, you know, yes, they are. They all want, no, they're not taking it. They want to take your guns. There's a distinction here, and I want to make it very, very clear why I phrase it that way. Remember, nobody's taking your guns, okay? We have a Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms, and that Second Amendment right isn't going away. What you need to understand is that there is a very vocal group of people out there that are backed by billionaires that want to take your guns and will lie to you about their end game. It's important that you understand that. These people can't be believed. Anytime you hear, I support the Second Amendment, but turn it off, or call that individual out. There is no but in the Second Amendment. We do not give up our constitutional rights because of the actions of a lunatic. They do that in Australia. They do that in Great Britain. They do that in other countries. We do not do it here in America. But understand that there are people who want that over there here. Well, they had a gun, but I don't care what they had there. I couldn't care less. That's not what we do in this country. What you're witnessing happen in this country is a product of about the 60s North. This has always been a country built on the firearm. There have always been millions and millions and millions of firearms held by millions and millions and millions of good, decent, law-abiding citizens in this country since this country's founding. This is a recent phenomenon caused by a cultural breakdown that began in the 60s. And it's wide-ranging. I don't have time to go into that, all of it. It's a breakdown in family. It's liberal values that have permeated and infected our institutions. It's the removal of religion from schools. A coach can't even get on one knee and say a prayer with his team without some dopey, moronic liberal calling foul. It's this sense that everything's okay in this country. Those people don't even know what bathrooms to use. And don't tell me that that doesn't have that's not breaking down the city. It is. There's a moral decay in this country. And we simply don't have enough time to go into that. We'd have to bring on some specialized guests, and I would love to do that down the road. But you know it, they know it, I know it. They want to continue to take this country down that road of decay because that's okay to their ideology. I never had to worry about this when I was a kid going to school. Everybody had guns. It's not a gun issue. We go to Jerry Henry, georgiacarry.org. Jerry, Angry Mark could have popped out of the box right then, and I could have just gone off and said, Jerry, I'm sorry I didn't get to you.
I was sitting here kind of wondering if that was what was going to happen, quite frankly.
You know me well enough to know that it's possible. I had to fight that urge back. But I'm glad you sent me the text, and I'm glad you called in about it, because
One of the things that you mentioned, and I think it's very, very important because the president's talking about it now. People who have common sense are talking about it now.
Right.
We've talked about it on the program, and that's arming our schools and hardening. It is absolutely ludicrous to me. And I gave you were listening to the show earlier, I think, for the whole 2 hours prior to this hour. You know, I came in out of a Publix supermarket today, and I watched the guys protecting the money, and I thought to myself, how ironic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
What parent would suggest that we don't want that level of protection for our children? What parent would suggest? I haven't talked to one that does.
I haven't either, but now I don't have an awful lot of liberal friends, but I haven't talked to one who doesn't. And even they will say, oh, they want their children protected, to the high hell, but they don't want it done with a gun. Well, good luck on that one. It's just not
well, you know, I made the comment. I've heard that comment before, too. I was alluding to that in an earlier segment about, well, we don't need to arm our school. That's an emotional reaction. Really? Okay. But it's okay to arm our airports and our pilots. And mm-hmm. It's okay to protect convenience store bags of potato chips. And, you know, what's lost on us is the fact that we see guns protect people every day. There's a great video out now hats off to Fox for running it. The mother and daughter that own the liquor store, the daughter firing at the man attacking and robbing them. And mm-hmm. She put him down and put him in critical condition. It's a beautiful thing. I just wish they would have carted him out in a bag, but good for her for having a firearm, because that's how people defend themselves, and that's the Second Amendment in action. But get back to the schools for just a moment, Jerry. When you ask an individual, I guess the way to do it, and I have done it personally, is, well, then I guess the next time you are in trouble, you don't want to call someone with a gun. Why don't you not call the police?
Right. Well, the thing of it is, when you start talking about gun-free zones, number one, I say our schools are pretend gun-free zones. They're not gun-free zones. Because there's too many guns in there. There's too many people that can't carry guns in there. They're exempted by law, number one. And number two, you can't keep everybody out of there that has a firearm. And the only way that you can make sure that you have a gun-free zone is with the use of firearms. So otherwise, you don't have anything but a pretend one. We put up signs outside of the school that says no guns allowed or gun-free zones, whatever it's named. And then they will have resource officers. Now, some resource officers in many schools are not even armed. It's a guy standing at the door in uniform that is supposed to keep a bad guy out. And I would surmise that someone in that instance would do just about as much good as the guy standing there down there in Broward County behind the concrete post. It would do absolutely no good to do so.
No, it won't. Well, Jerry, we've got just a couple seconds before we take a break. I'm going to turn the mic back over to you when we come back, because I got a whole bunch of questions I want to ask you, not the least of which is about Sheriff Israel. I want to get your perspective on that. You work with law enforcement. You work with state representatives. You talk to schools. You talk to media. This is right in your wheelhouse. And I was kind of restrained when I opened up the show talking about him. Again, Angry Mark character could have easily come out of the box, but I kept it kind of quiet. I want to go there with you. Talk about that. Talk about some other things with Jerry Henry. Jerry is the executive director of GeorgiaCarry.org, a man responsible for literally changing the law in Georgia. And I'll tell you about one of them in particular when we come back. Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hear previous broadcasts of Armed American Radio and join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters.
All right, back in East Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. I'm talking with Jerry Henry. He's the executive director of GeorgiaCarry.org, one of the nation's most effective grassroots organizations. And I want to use this opportunity to remind you that you can no longer sit on your laurels. I've been telling you that for a long time. Just because Trump's in office, you're witnessing the, and they haven't brought it all out yet, believe me. If something else happens, they're going to come at you in ways you've never even thought possible before. There's a segment of this nation, there's a population in this country that hates your guts, and you're witnessing what they're capable of using the media machine behind them. That's why programs like this are so vital. It's why columns like I read you before, it's like A.W.R. Hawkins is so vital. It's why these state groups are so vital. That's how we keep the ears out there on the coasts. We're the brains, we're the brain matter inside the country. These people want to speak for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of you. I have a number of things I want to talk with Jerry Henry about, but an email just came in. Jerry, welcome back. Let's go there for just a second, okay?
Sure.
Just got an email. It says, Mark, I think that the students at this school helped create this mass killer. These students are the ones who bullied this kid. They are the ones who mistreated and made fun of him, the ones who rejected him by not inviting him into their little social cliques. He didn't shoot his family. He didn't shoot up a McDonald's or a post office. He shot up the place where he was mistreated the most. Now these emotionally distraught, emotionally traumatized, adolescent, wet-behind-the-ears whiners want to tell 100 million law-abiding gun owners what they can and can't use to protect themselves and their families. I say let them move out of their parents' house, start a family, put a roof over their own head, food on their own table, clothes on their own back, get some real-life experiences under their belt, and come back in a couple of years, and then we can talk. Let me give you my take on that email, and then I'll let you respond. First off, I don't believe that's true at all. I'll tell you why. I moved all over the place when I was a kid. I got bullied. I bullied. Kids are brutal. Kids have been brutal to each other since the dawn of kids. And nobody shot up schools. We took it out into a parking lot. We beat the crap out of each other. We took an in-school suspension or we took an out-of-school suspension. We got punished by the school. We got punished by our parents. That was the end of it. And 9 out of 10 times you became good friends with the guy you got into a fight with. That happened to me on 2 separate occasions that I can remember. To say that is to pass off what this kid did and take away personal responsibility. It does not excuse his behavior. Was some of that a part of it? Yeah, it probably was. This kid was dealt a pretty bad lot in life as an orphan and growing up in trouble and everything else. I'm not going to go into all that because we just don't have time and I'm not the psychologist. All of that comes together. But to look at it in black and white like that, while there's truth to what the letter or the emailer is saying, ignores the personal responsibility. Kids have been bullying each other since the dawn of time, and nobody shot up schools. I didn't have to worry about the guy that I got in a fight with coming back and gunning me down and my classmates. That's a cultural breakdown. Now, then when he says, let them move out of their parents' house and all that, I understand. I believe that that's born from the anger of seeing these kids talking down to adults or the media using them as mouthpiece. But these kids have a right to say what they want to say. We have a right to disagree with them without attacking the kids personally. Although I said at the beginning, and I'm not emailer, I'm not saying that you're doing that at all. I just want to make that point. You have a right to say what you want to say too, because I understand your frustration. But here's the thing. You know, Jerry, when we get to the point that we are in America today, okay, that we are so divided that we can get angry. I mean, just plumb, mad dog, mean, angry, as Clint Eastwood would say in Josie Wales. That we can't have a conversation with kids and adults without splitting it along political lines. We got problems, and we got bigger problems in this country, Jerry.
Well, I don't disagree with that, and I've said that for quite some time. You know, the fact of it is now we somehow, have developed a right to not be offended. So if I offend you in any way, shape, or form, then I'm the bad guy. And if I offend you enough, then maybe you should get mad and go get a gun and kill me. That's the thinking that's going on right now. We've lost a generation of children, at least in this country, at least in several segments of the population. And, you know, we've gotten away from punishment. The laws should be written to tell you what's going to happen to you if you commit a particular crime, but we don't worry about that anymore. What we start doing is we start attacking the firearm and not a law that will punish anybody for misusing that firearm. We do the same thing, or we don't do the same thing with drunk drivers. We don't do the same thing with people that beat people to death with baseball bats. You know, as we pointed out on numerous occasions, more people were killed with hands and feet last year and in the last several years than they were with long guns, and that includes shotguns and ARs.
That's right. All rifles. Let's make that distinction. And those are FBI numbers. You can get them from FBI.gov. Go ahead.
That's correct. And claw hammers, same thing. But right. We don't have a cooling off period to go buy a claw hammer. You know, so it's obvious to anyone with minimal intelligence that the press and, as you said, a couple of billionaires, Soros and Bloomberg and some other guys, are willing to spend a lot of money to try to take your rights away from you.
And yeah, you better believe it.
When they get one part of the Second Amendment away from you, it's a part that you will not get back. And when they get all of it, then all your other rights are going to be gone too, because the only thing that's kept this country free for the 204 years that it's been free, basically — my math's not real quick on this — but the only thing that's kept us safe is the fact that we have guns. We're an armed populace, and they can't turn around on us and force us to do anything because we have a method of fighting back for them.
Therein lies the power aspect and the gun control, the control aspect that you're talking about, Jerry, of gun control. Therein lies that very basic right.
And has been mentioned on numerous occasions,
This fight is not about guns. It's about control. We are in a propaganda war, as you said earlier. And if you don't believe it, just sit and look. And I can see it, I think, more. I think you and I can see it more, and as John Lott said, because we're not getting the opportunity to present the other side nearly as much as we used to. I mean, I've had several times where I've been called by the TV station, asked for a statement, things of that nature. But as far as us sitting down and being a big part of the program, it really hadn't happened too much lately.
You know, that's interesting. Let me address one thing first on the emailer here. You know, he says, I say let them move out of their parents' house, start a family, put a roof over their head, and then get some experience, and then come back and talk in a couple years. I understand the email is not attacking the kids. This is born out of frustration. And here's where you have to draw that line. It's tough. There have been a lot of people out there that are personally attacking, viciously attacking these kids. You don't do that. You got a 16-year-old kid or 15-year-old kid or 14-year-old kid. They don't have the life experience that this man is talking about in his email. But don't get angry at that. Get angry at the media for exploiting that to push this position. That's where the media comes in. And that's where people in pro rights have made a mistake. So
I think the exploitation is actually going on with the billionaires, and then the media is enabling the millionaires to achieve their ends.
Let me move in a different direction here, though, because we did something different here in the state of Georgia, and that's HB 60, where the infamous guns everywhere bill. And we had you on the program over the years talking about HB 60, and it's going to be a shoot 'em up Wild West. Okay, corral in the state of Georgia when HB 60 passes. It made international news, as you know, because you were on the news in countries you didn't even know were countries. And the fun part about it is we were right yet again, as we always are, that there isn't going to be blood in the streets. HB 60 does one thing in particular that most people don't know that it does. We have 25 seconds. I'll let you tell people what it is before we go to the break. Go ahead. What does HB 60 allow?
I'm assuming you're talking about allowing the school districts to arm teachers who volunteer to be armed and trained properly to carry concealed in their classroom, and no one would know who it is except the teachers themselves or the administration.
And HB 60
would allow the teachers to be armed if the school boards would go along with it and so forth.
So we have HB 60. Jerry, I got to stop you there because the music's on. But HB 60, the Guns Everywhere bill, allows local school districts to make the decision to arm students. Not many people know that. We'll go there when we come back with Jerry Henry, Executive Director, Georgia Carey. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights,
Mark Walters.
All right, last time I'm going to tell you this today on the Monster broadcast here out of these Crossbreed Holster studios, but the armedandresponsible.com promotion isn't going to be around forever. So make sure to head over to armedandresponsible.com and check it out. They want to give you a gun a day giveaway over there, however many chances it is. It's all there for you at armedandresponsible.com. See what gun is being given away. It flips at midnight. Warfighter Tobacco, warfightertobacco.com. Use the promo code AAR, AAR. At checkout, take 10% off everything over there. I've used it several times. You need to use it yourself. I just got a thing of coffee with it. It's great, and I can't wait to get more. It's great coffee. So I got a little trick. I do because I like the powdered creamer, right? And when you put it in iced coffee, it just kind of balls up. It just doesn't work. So I just do the iced coffee in a mug, and it doesn't give you as much. It's a little more concentrated. Put some of the creamer in, mix it up, then pour it over ice, right? That's the way it works. You got a really nice, good, strong cup of coffee. So check it out. Warfighter Tobacco, all the cool stuff over there. Unleash the warfighter in you. Promo code AAR. Take 10% off everything but those cigar sample packs, all right? Jerry Henry, welcome back to the program. The HB 60, we were talking about before the break. Right. A lot of people don't realize it. A lot of people in Georgia don't know it. And a lot of people around the country don't know it. Now's the time to talk about it. The Guns Everywhere bill that the left went absolutely nuts over. And by the way, every one of their predictions failed to come true. Every one of them failed to come true. And you don't see the AJC, Atlanta Journal Constitution, those of you who don't know the local liberal rag around here. They never came out and corrected the record, and they never will. No, the local television stations never corrected the record. They're not going to do it. But HB 60 allows my local school board to determine on their own, under state law, hey, we can arm teachers. We don't need anybody's permission.
That's correct. And it sets out the guidelines basically for them to do so. And I would add that at this point in time, not one school district has taken advantage of that. I believe one county, I believe, did look at it and table it without voting on it. They may think it, take it up later. But basically what that, to me, what's good news about that is the FASTER program that we were talking about, FASTER Saves Lives, that Jim Irvine is involved in, the one that, that's armed the 1,300 teachers in
right.
225 school districts across 12 states, and they're working with others. And we're getting ready to work closely together here. That means that that program, we don't have to change any laws to get that program put into place here. We just have to approach the people in the proper manner to get them to understand what this program's all about. And this is not just putting a gun in the hands of teachers. This is putting guns in the hands of a teacher, all right. It's some teachers, the ones that, that they're pretty sure are going to respond, such as the coach down there in Florida, as we talked about. That guy's going to be there whether he's got a gun or not. If he'd have had a gun when he went in there, not as many people would have died. And this takes a certain number of teachers, and whatever the number is, it's like it is here in Georgia, it's voluntarily. They train them on how to stop the threat. Then they train them and supply them with trauma kits to work on the kids to stop, or I say kids, any victim in there, is to put compression bandages on them, put tourniquets, do whatever they can do to keep those people breathing until the medical people get there and can carry them off to the hospitals. The majority of people who die from gunshot wounds do not die because they got shot. They die because they bleed to death. And when, as you know, when the shooting starts, it's 5 is a great response time, 5 minutes, but it's 5 to 10 minutes before law enforcement gets there and goes inside to get to stop the shooting. A lot can happen in that amount of time. And then the next people to get there will be the medical people, and they will not go in there until that scene is secured. And that can take 30 minutes, that can take 45 minutes, that can take 20 minutes. Whatever it is, anybody that's been shot before those people get in the building are laying there bleeding because they don't have the proper emergency training to try to keep these people alive. So even if you had a shooting, and this is not going to necessarily stop shootings, but it's going to limit the damage, and it's going to make people who want to try this, it's going to give one more layer of protection to the kids and the administrators and the workers there at school. It's going to give one more layer of protection because the guy knows, or whoever it is, normally it's been a guy, he knows that when he goes in there, he may not come out alive. He may come out bare feet, you know, feet first, and he may not get to accomplish the biggest thing as he wants to accomplish. And even if he does shoot 17 people, if there's people in there administering first aid, the kids are going to have, or the victims are going to have, a much better shot at having their lives saved.
Sitting in my hands, Jerry, is a packet of information that I received on the FASTER program on Saturday from Jim Irvine, and I don't have to tell you, I'll enlighten listeners, and that you and I and Jim are targeting one county in particular right now that is ripe for this. We won't mention the county at this stage of the game. I don't want anybody to. Well, I just want to let you know that there's a particular county in the state of Georgia that is perfect for this for a number of different reasons. As a result of that, I have the letter here to the superintendent. I have the information on FASTER. Everything right here. Here it is right here. That's it on the studio desk here at the Crossbreed Holster Studios. And you and I and Jim will be talking later this week about getting this ball moving. And I'm not even sure that the school board itself knows that HB 60 allows them to do this.
I don't know that for sure either. I can't tell you that for sure. But one other thing that I will say with that, not only are we going to do that, I have been discussing this at the Capitol, and I am in the process of setting up a meeting with Jim to come down here and explain it to some of our top people. And they are very interested in that program. And this is something that we, as Second Amendment people, or as human beings, can get behind. I mean, you don't have to be a Second Amendment defender like you and I and many others that we know. You just have to be a human being who loves kids and knows that they're the future of this country. And if we let them get killed in a massacre that happens over and over again, And we keep doing the same thing. You know, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and getting the same results. And that's what we're doing with these school shootings. We need to think outside the box, and we need to do something that can limit the damage if the person gets through the layers of protection that we have set up right now.
Yeah, you know, if you think back, Jerry, and you and I are both old enough to remember, you could buy guns and catalogs.
Oh, yeah.
And there were places in America where you could have guns shipped to your home. There were no background checks, and Americans didn't kill each other with impunity. And I want to point something out before we get ready to take off. We've got about a minute here. But we hear about, you know, all this up in arms. You know, there is a parkland every weekend in Chicago.
Certainly is.
And we don't hear crap about it, nothing about it from these same liars and hypocrites in Washington, in Florida, Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter, governors, doesn't matter, state reps, state senators, doesn't make any difference. We don't hear anything coming from anybody. There's a parkland in Chicago every day. The only people I know talking about it are us on this side. Big problems in America. Jerry Henry, GeorgiaCarry.org. Thank you, brother, for jumping on. Thanks for sending me that text and correcting that number. I said from 200 to 1,300. 1,300 teachers around the country armed, operating armed under the FASTER program right now. And you don't hear the doom and gloom because it's effective. We can make it work across the country. We have the answers right here. Jerry, thank you for everything you do. GeorgiaCarry.org. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Until we meet on the daytime show tomorrow, remember, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free cave. How about that one, huh? Until we meet on the radio tomorrow, enjoy the rest of your day. Walking Dead fans, I'm glad you're back. See you on the radio tomorrow.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.